So I turned the corner and I could see the finish line. It was there. I'd been battling for 8 long laps against my opponent, and I was finally right at the end. We had turned the final stretch, and my lungs were burning. My little 7th grade legs had been pumping, and were also burning. My arms were furiously fighting to get forward faster and faster. And at this point, I knew I'd been saving. I'd been almost toying with him the whole time, saving this last burst of energy for this last stretch. And then I poured it on. I started running with all my might, and I got 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards ahead of my opponent. But then he might have been toying with me, because then he poured on his final burst of energy and then closed the gap a little at a time, slowly, slowly closing the gap. Then the audience started cheering because we got in the range of the arena where the crowd were watching us and cheering for us. They all were cheering my name or his name, Eric, and they cheered him on. Yeah, I know it's like the okay. Anyway, see he there and there. Some of them were just cheering for both of us because we were so closely matched in skill or lack thereof. To be honest, we were fighting because we were both trying to get this spot. We were fighting with all our might because we knew one of us were going to walk away in complete defeat. The other would walk away head held high, knowing he was indeed the second to last runner to cross the finish line. That's right. We weren't running for one and two. It was the just to be the last or not last place. And it was fierce. I don't know how he got in this race. I volunteered because no one else wanted to run 2 miles, and I thought since I was so bad at sprinting that maybe I would be good at long distance. It was around lap 2 that I realized that's not how that works and that I was also bad at long distance. But I kept going, and he and I were trading leads the whole time. It was down to the very last. I could hear his feet right behind me, step, 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 right behind me, so close. And then he appeared out of the corner of my eye, just barely. And then I reached out with only 3 steps left and reached out to get to the finish line right before him. But in reaching out, I was looking over to his lane, and reaching out, I stepped over. And then I changed my gait, and it changed just enough that he was able to step with his chest right before mine, a split second before mine, getting the wonderful victory of not last place. And then I got to walk away with a good sermonette topic. So, I have a slideshow that's not showing up here. Let me just try pressing one button to see if this works. It'll be worth it if it does. Think that worked? Nope, I don't know. I don't know how this works. Okay. All right, so let's focus today on how to stay in your lane. First, to stay in your lane, you must know your distractions. Know what things to get in your way. Remember what's in your lane. And 3, stay focused on the finish line. We're going to look at each one of these individually and focus on these. Know your distractions. For me, my distraction was my opponent coming up on me hard. And trying to compare myself to his race. If I were able to ignore him and run just the fastest I could have beat him. A lot of people would say time and time again, if you wouldn't have looked in his lane, you would have won. I also thought at the time I should have also ran 2 miles before. I'd never done it. I'd never practiced it. That would probably help me. But they told me to because I was distracted in what he was doing in his lane, that's why I lost. So we should know our distractions. In our life, we have distractions. We have other people that are doing great things. And as people, we want to improve our lives. And when we see someone doing something that we'd like to do, it's natural that we want it too. So Theodore Roosevelt has the quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." When we start to compare, when we start to see what other people are doing, we can oftentimes lose enjoyment in our own life. Job 5, verse 2. Job 5, verse 2, says, "Resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple." Sharper words from the Bible when it describes envy and how that works. Even harsher yet, I feel like, is Proverbs 14, verse 30. Proverbs 13, verse 40 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." What a picture that is, how envy can come in small at first, but then rot the bones. We need to really make sure that we know what our distractions are, and we're able to eliminate them as quickly as possible. For some people, it might be material things, or others, it might be relationships. You might see a relationship that you might want to have. Or maybe for others, it's opportunities to serve or interesting experiences. It's whatever it is for you that gets you inside. It's probably different for each one of us. But whatever that is, you need to recognize what those are and guard against those. So number one, remember, you got to know how you get distracted and guard against that. Number two, remember what's in your lane. Remember to focus on what's happening in your lane. That's the most important thing. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." I think of the Hollywood stars that have everything, who have success, fame, fortune, or maybe the business leaders. We probably all know of the stories where they seem to have everything, but they make bad decisions. They get caught up in the drugs or harmful lifestyle choices that make their life so sad. And your heart breaks for them because you know they had so many opportunities and so many things there, they just didn't recognize it. And the converse example of those that have very little but are able to just enjoy what they have and have a happy life. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 6, "Better is one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." So it's again focusing on what we have in our hands. We have stuff right here in our hands that we could look at, and yet if we chase after everything else, then we end up just not able to nurture what we have, to make it grow, to focus on what we have. So number two, remember what's in your lane. Focus on what's there. Appreciate what's there and make it grow and work on your race. And as far as racing, you could run a better race if you completely ignore the other people. If you compare completely what they're doing, you may run faster or slower, depending on them. Or slower if they're faster. They might go faster and you might get depressed. Or maybe they're far, far behind you. And then you might slow down and not run your best race because you're comparing with them. Again, the best thing you can do is focus on your lane. Number three, focus on the finish line. Focus on the finish line. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3 has a really good example. If you'll turn there, there's also examples of the finish line being the kingdom. There's scriptures that are beautiful scriptures that paint the picture of what we're trying to get to. But I like this scripture in particular because it gives us a view of incremental finish lines that you have along the race. Oftentimes runners will make small goals for themselves as they run. Maybe this lap, I'm going to make it in this amount of time. Or I'm going to race to that section at this speed. 1 Peter 2 verses 1 through 3 says, "Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure and spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." I like that phrase, "grow up in your salvation," because that's what we should be doing. We should be striving and growing in ourselves and looking to be more like our Father, be more like the example of Jesus Christ. And remember that the ultimate goal as we go towards that is the kingdom. And when we get to the kingdom, there's the complete godly character that we get to have, which is the replacement of the human character, the sins, and all the things we're trying to leave behind. So to review, to stay in your lane, you must know your distractions. Remember what's in your lane. Stay focused on your finish line so that you can run the best race possible and the happiest runner possible. And you can stay in your lane.